this year. Most of us reimagined our Passover Seders. It wasn't because we wanted to. It was because we had to. If we hadn't reimagined how we were going to conduct our Seders, they were going to be much smaller than in previous years. For many, coming together with lots of other people is part of the Passover experience. It's about food, wine, and conversations. Yeah, a little bit about reading the Haggadah. But with social distancing, all that changed, and we all had to become more creative than in prior years. So this year, Zoom Seders became a thing. When Beth Adam streamed its first Seder more than 10 years ago, it was a big deal because it was unheard of and cutting edge. This year, even grandmothers and grandfathers were participating on their computers. People were forced to reimagine Passover this year, for if they hadn't, it wouldn't have been much of a Passover at all. Necessity, it is often said, is the mother of invention. Well, none of us invented Zoom, but we all learned how to use it. We realized if we didn't embrace something new, something old was going to die. It seems to me that everyone having to try something new in order to invigorate Passover this year was good. But more than just ensuring people had a pleasant Passover, there's a bigger lesson to be learned. It's just not Passover Seders in the age of this pandemic that needs to be revitalized. It's Judaism itself. And I'm not talking about how we do it, but what we do and what we say. The Jewish experience is in need of creativity, innovation, and revitalization. We can't simply keep repeating the past, the words and rituals of prior generations, at a time when the world we're living in is rapidly changing. We're not like our ancestors. Our knowledge, our experiences, our understanding of the human condition is different. And yet, so much of the Jewish world remains wedded to the words and rituals created by people who lived when they believed that the world was flat and the sun circled the earth. So let's not confuse using Zoom to conduct a Seder with modernizing the message of Judaism. Zoom's just a technology. It's like a microphone to help carry one's voice further. But at the core of what needs to be done is not how far one's words travel, but what those words are saying. Here at Beth Adam, we use new technology. We embraced it early, but it's more than the technology that's important. It is our message. We know that no supernatural hand is going to rescue us from the pandemic that we now face. We know that prayers aren't going to heal the sick or keep us from contracting the virus. What will help is people recognizing that by working together, by listening to and acting upon the best scientific information of our day, will this pandemic be turned around. The message of modern Judaism should be about human responsibility and the recognition that while we can't control nature, we can respond to natural events with the best of our wisdom. Reimagining Judaism is bold Judaism, and that's what we're about here at Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Beth Adam and our Jewish community, and as always, thanks for listening.